News Drive on BBC Radio Scotland.
Here until six with Vary Stewart. Now, throughout the day, we've had claim and counterclaim by both sides of the referendum campaign. Work done by Patrick Dunleavy, Professor of Politics at the London School of Economics, has been talked about a great deal. Analysis from the Treasury cited a possible cost in setting up a new state of £2.7 billion. Well, the SNP says the Treasury has badly misrepresented the research of the London School of Economics. Well, let's speak to the man himself. Professor Patrick Dunleavy joins me now. Good evening.
Good evening.
First of all, then, tell us a little bit more about the research itself.
Well, what we did is a very comprehensive, very detailed, very thorough analysis of the costs of reorganising Whitehall departments. These are the big top-level UK-wide departments. And we particularly looked at the Blair-Brown government years and concluded that the average cost of doing a reorganisation, which was in a sense lost every time you did one, was £15 million. And what the government has apparently done is issue a number, this £2.7 billion, which assumes that the same £15 million would attach to 180 new Scottish government bodies, which they claim would be needed. Now, that's just not a viable way of extrapolating from our research.
So,
because, I mean, many of the bodies that would be created in Scotland are very small bodies. Let me give you an example. Britain has a UK-wide electoral commission, costs £21 million a year to run. You'd need to set up a Scottish electoral commission, but it's hard to see why it would you'd spend £15 million doing that, let alone, you know, it would cost about £2 million a year to run a Scottish equivalent.
So how wildly wrong, then, would you say this figure that we're being told of £2.7 billion is?
Well, I would say that if you just think about the you know, reorganisation costs that are wasted when you set up new things, that there might be a cost for Scottish government of around £150 to £200 million, mainly setting up, you know, a defence ministry, a foreign ministry, taking the tax and the benefits from being UK-wide. Those would be the main extra costs. That's a very, very different figure from £2.7 billion, I think.
So how do you feel, then, that your research has been used by the Treasury?
Well, I can understand that ministers in Whitehall are getting a bit frustrated. They think that the SNP is being very coy about the costs of transition. But it's very important, you know, if you're contributing to a public debate, to contribute accurate information and not, as in this case, I'm afraid, very crude misinformation.
Were you misrepresented?
The figure that's quoted for our research is correct, but we have never claimed that the cost of, you know, setting up any public body in a new Scotland would be £15 million. That's really taking our figure and just making it ludicrous, really.
Do you think the Treasury actually read your paper before quoting it?
I'm afraid I don't think they did. I think the Treasury is, you know, every time I go there, the staff seem to be aged about 23 or 24 and to not know a great deal about the issues that they're handling.
How do you feel about the whole way this debate is being conducted? We've got two wildly varying figures issued by each side today. You know, how are people supposed to know who to believe? Isn't it always going to be a kind of guesstimate?
No, I don't think that's necessary at all. I think that there's plenty of excellent social scientists in Scotland and in London and so on who could be drafted in. There are plenty of people who would be willing to undertake some serious work. You know, I run a little group, we'd be absolutely delighted to be asked to give a view of what the setup costs would be for a new Scottish government. And we would do a really thorough job, and I think that would add to the sum of information that was available.
What do you think the real figure is in terms of whether Scots would be better or worse off? We're told, you know, staying in the union would benefit us to the tune of £1,400. Meanwhile, the Yes campaigners saying that we'd be better off with independence in 15 years' time to the tune of £1,000 a head.
They could both be right. It all depends on what the contextual conditions are in terms of economic growth and other things. I think, you know, I can't comment really on the broader economics because I'm not an economist, I'm a political scientist. But I can comment on, you know, the Scottish costs of government. And at the moment, it's worth saying that the Scottish Executive is a completely different body from Whitehall. It doesn't have these big departments. It's run on what's called a directorate system, same as the European Commission. And this is a more modern and more cost-effective way of running government.
So do you think Alex Salmond is right then, saying that the figures are more likely to be 250 million?
In terms of the cost of setting up an independent Scottish state, I think that sounds like a more realistic figure. There are some imponderables that you'd need to think about. At the moment, the tax system is all entangled with the UK's, and the social security system, the DWP, is also, Department of Work and Pensions, is also entangled with the UK. So there could be some substantial costs in separating these two out. But on the other hand, if a new Scottish government was paying a lot of money to create new IT systems, it could be creating, you know, very modern and go-ahead IT systems, which would save money over the next 10 or 20 years. And so I think that, you know, we could have a very well-informed debate, but we can't do that if both sides are generating just nonsense numbers. And that might be the situation we're still in.
Well, thank you very much indeed for joining us this evening. That is Professor Patrick Dunleavy.